We're going to run some of what he had to say by NPR's Adam Davidson, who covers international business. And Adam, when Henry Paulson says his job is to fight hard for U.S. workers to open up markets overseas, how is he carrying out that fight? And would people disagree about how engaged in that fight he is?
Yeah, I found that so interesting because obviously part of that fight, he's fighting in places like China when he goes to Beijing and argues with their leadership. But he cautioned you in that interview not to pay too much attention to China, that there's the entire Southeast Asian region, which is growing and growing and needs a lot of U.S. attention. But also he made it clear that there's a domestic public relations battle that he's fighting when he told you that half of American workers or more than half of American workers just don't believe the trade story he's telling, that trade is good for us. He actually, I think we have a cut from that interview that we can play.
Let's not trade away the benefits of the future to deal with short-term problems, dislocation.
What really struck me there, I mean, what he's calling short-term problems and dislocations are the headlines we see. People put out of work, factories closing in the U.S., opening overseas, outsourcing, things that are on headlines, front pages of papers that we report that are really traumatic for a lot of people. But what he's saying is in an economy as big as ours and in a global economy that overall is very healthy and growing, those are small-term problems. Let's not rock the overall boat. But that is a hard story to convince those workers who don't buy it.
Yeah, and he seems aware of that. We spoke a lot about China today, and he, as we heard, said their currency needs to be more flexible. But he also seemed to be downplaying the threat of China and the trade deficit. What did you think he was getting at there?
Well, I think it seemed like two things. He told you very specifically, look, China's one part of this regional economy, as we just talked about. Mm-hmm. The other thing is his tone, and this is reminiscent of other things he's said, is that China is doing a gradual but good move in the right direction. It's building the maturity. It's building the infrastructure to make it a fully formed player in the global economy and a good, fair player in the global economy. What seemed to scare him a lot more than China was American protectionists, was the Americans who are saying to fight the trade deficit, let's lower what China sells to us. He's saying, no, don't do that. Let China sell us as much as they can. Let's just increase what we sell to China. So the threat seems to be more Americans than Chinese, in his view.
We also heard Henry Paulson give a pretty rosy picture about the future of the economy. This coming in a week when the former Fed chairman, Alan Greenspan, made waves by talking about the possibility of recession.
Yeah, I think in the very beginning of your interview with Paulson, his point, the way he spun the economy by saying that there's a transition from unsustainable growth to sustainable growth, that's about the most positive way to refer to a slowing economy, saying it's slowing, but that's good because it's sustainable. Other economists agree with that, but I thought that was an amazingly positive spin.
Okay, Adam, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Adam Davidson in New York.